我们一起打开圣经看约翰一书 Turn your Bibles to 1 John 约翰一书就是彼得后书之后启示录之前 And 1 John is after 2 Timothy and before the book of Revelation 所以我们今天就开始看约翰一书 And so we'll be starting this morning studying the book of 1 John求主呢透过这本书呢教导我们 We pray that the Lord would teach us through this book this morning 约翰呢就是耶稣一个门徒 John was the disciple of Jesus 他是雅各的兄弟 And he was a brother of James 所以约翰雅各和彼得时时都跟耶稣一起 And so James, John and Peter were always together 我们可以叫是耶稣的十二门徒的一个小内圈 And it's like the 12 disciples The three of them made an inner circle of Jesus' disciples约翰就写了约翰福音 And John wrote the Gospel of John 他写了这个约翰一二三书 And he wrote 1st, 2nd and 3rd John 他也都是圣灵使用他写启示录 And also the Holy Spirit used him to write the book of Revelation 所以我们看到这个约翰一书呢就约翰给我们很丰富的认识到耶稣做一个很实际的教导 And so in the book of 1 John you know, John is teaching us a lot about Jesus but he also, there's a lot of practical teaching in this book about how to be a Christian 所以我们是做基督徒是需要是跟从耶稣是有现实生活里面跟从耶稣 You know, as Christians we want to be practical in following Jesus and 这本书就给我们很好的很好的教导 And so this book gives us some wonderful teaching on that 今天呢我们要先去看到约翰呢就在第一节提到一个生命之道 And this morning we're just going to be concentrating on what John talks about in chapter 1 verse 1 about the word of life 因为如果我们认识约翰所介绍这本书的内容我们要认识生命之道 And so to understand what John is talking about in this book we need to understand what is the word of life 我们知道有很多不同的人生的道理 We know that in this world there are lots of different types of philosophies or teachings 有些很深奥很复杂或者很荒谬 There are some very mysterious very complicated or even some ridiculous teachings 有些很难明白有些很简单 There are some very easy to understand some very hard to understand也都有古老的有现代 There are old teachings, there are new teachings 有些很现实有些跟日常生活是息息相关 And there are some philosophies or teaching of life you know that are very closely related to our life 有宗教色彩的道理也都有哲学的道理 There are religious teachings and then there are philosophical teachings我不知道你有没有学到一些的处人艺术呢 Have you ever learned anything about how to personal relationship 或者一些的成功的秘诀 Or maybe you learned about you know, some methods to be successful in life 人际关系 的道理 Or maybe relationship teachings 很多时候我们会有些人生的乐言或者一些教导呢 you know, people have certain sayings or things that they live their life by 好像不听老人言吃亏在眼前是不是一个道理 How about, you know, if you don't listen to the sayings of the old wise then you're going to hit into pitfalls in the future translation of some Chinese saying you know. 有些哪些的人生的道理可以叫是生命之道 So of all this What can we call a word of life 生命之道是很不同 And so to be called the word of life It must be very different 老子大家知道哪个老子是不是他曾经讲过呢是他本书道可道非上道名可名非上名So Lao Tzu, the old Chinese sage Lao Tzu, you know, he says in the beginning of his work, you know, it's a Tao, the great Tao is wonderful, and I don't know how to translate that. 咁但係呢個解釋就係第一個道就係一個名字名詞，係講宇宙嘅原本。And so the first Tao that he's talking about is a name, it's a noun, and it's talking about the essence of the universe. 第二個道呢，道可道，第二個道呢就是一個動詞，就是講說的意思。 And the second Tao he's talking about is an adjective, and it's talking about speech, word. 跟住講非常道嗰個常呢，就嘅意思就係恆久不變。And so then it says it is a wonderful Tao. And when he says the word they use in Chinese, it means eternal, never changing. 所以常道嘅意思就係恆久不變的道。And so it says that what he's saying is that there's a never changing eternal Tao.哦，咁啊，对老子嚟讲，道呢就是包含万物嘅发源、生长、变化、归宿嘅道理，但系系冇办法用言语表达讲出嚟。And so according to Lao Tzu, the Tao that he's talking about is the essence of the universe, the beginning of life that never changes, and it's all contained in this truth, this essence of the Tao. But he says that you cannot use words to explain it. 那老子呢就用了五千字来解释道的意思，但是他担心呢，人家看了他本书看了五千字，以为这个是道的全部。Now Lao Tzu, he wrote his book of 5,000 words to explain what the Tao meant. But he was concerned that people after reading the 5,000 words would think that that was what Tao was. 因为他觉得没办法用言语解释道。没办法呢，就因为常道呢就不是本身，反而只不过一个通往常道的桥道。So he thought that, you know, you could not use words or thoughts to explain what the true Tao was, but it was just a bridge to get us to know the true Tao. 因为他的道家思想呢，就是是觉得真实的东西，言语文字是无法表达的，可以用言语文字表达，那就不是真实的东西。So according to Taoists, they think that anything that is real cannot be expressed or explained in words or in writing. And if you can't express it in words and writing, it is not real.
弟兄姊妹，我想点解我讲呢个老子道理呢？因为我想话你听，我哋揸住生命之道。
Why am I talking about Lao Tzu and his Tao? Because we hold in our hand the book of life.
我们拿着一个可以用言语表达，一个真实的，可以是用文字表达，可以明白的道理。
Because we have the word of life, we can express it with words, we can understand it.
神是给他的言语我们，是可明白，可以吸收，可以知道。
Because God has given us His word, you can understand it, you can express it, you can know it.
你看埋第二节、第三节，约翰怎么讲？
Look at verse 2 and verse 3. What does John say in verse 2 and verse 3?
I don't have it written in English here. I've got to find it. I'm sorry. Where did I write it? I've got it someplace. Okay.
这生命已经显出来，我们也看过，现在又作见证，将原与父同在，且显然与我们那永远的生命传给你们。
The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was the Father and was manifest to us.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。
我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交。 That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, his Son, Jesus Christ. 好似唔记得读第一节系咪？I skipped verse 1, so let's go back to verse 1. 论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。 That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, our hands have handled concerning the word of life. 我一起祈祷。 Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们多谢你，我们今天可以看到你的生命之道，我们可以明白真正的道理是有生命力，是影响我们的生命。我们求主带领我们今天的时间，让我们的心里面打开，可以吸收了解你跟我们讲生命之道的意思。我们将以下的时间交上，奉耶稣名求， Amen。
所以我们看得到约翰讲到这个生命之道，你可以看见，你可以摸到，你可以经历。
So John is telling us that the word of life, you can see it, you can feel it, you can experience it.
因为生命之道是影响生命的道理。
Because the word of life is going to affect your life.
那希腊人呢都是讲到道的，他希腊人讲道呢，就是个希腊文那个字是 logos。
And so the Greeks talked about the logos, which is translated in Chinese to be the word 道 that we're talking about.
Logos means word. 所以 logos 在希腊人 的观点里面是跟老子即好似呢，他是讲个组织和智能的基础，是掌管一切最终的缘由。
According to the Greeks, logos was the basis for organization and intelligence, the ultimate reason which controls all things.
那这个就有点像老子的在道教的思想。
And it's kind of related to what Lao Tzu was thinking when he talked about Tao.
对希腊人来讲， logos 是很重要的。
So to the Greeks, logos was very important.
约翰是用 logos 这个字讲起初论到生命之道。
And it's John uses the word logos when he says, referring to the word which was the word of life from the beginning.
对犹太人来讲，神的道 logos 都很重要，因为犹太人说神的道是力量。
According to the Jews, they believed that the Logos, the Word of God, was very powerful because they thought it was the power of God.
犹太人觉得神的旨意背后的力量就是他的道。
And they thought that the Jews referred to the Word, and it was that the Word was the power behind the will of God.
所以是犹太人呢就说神的道就是可以写出来，是圣经的。
And so to the Jews, the word of God is his word, and it can be written out, and it's very powerful.
Now, 约翰来讲生命之道，为什么道理就会有生命？
But John says it's the word of life. Now, why does a word have life?
那未答这个道理就是说话可以有生命，不如我们讲到一些是没有生命的说话。
Now, before we talked about what is the word of life, let's talk about what is not, what gives death, what kind of words bring death.
有没有听过一些死气沉沉的道理？
Have you ever heard some very boring, some teachings?
听人讲话，死读书，读死书，还有读书死。
You know, people say, you know, how do I translate that in Chinese, in English? Reading dead books, reading a book that's dead, or no, studying too much and dying, how do you say that in Chinese?
Come on, in English. 读死书就是指一些不懂得个书里的内容，即背它，背熟它就不靠解释的。
So to just read books without your mind means that you're just memorizing information and not really taking it in, not understanding it, right?
跟住读死书就是阅读一些垃圾的书，你有没有读过一些垃圾书？没意思的，没用的书。
And how about reading
dead books, books that have no meaning, garbage. Have any of you read books that are garbage? Nonsense? Dan duk su say ne? So yi tin jo chong yun ri an ne? So we hai yao hai zhe jun sam le duk su, gan ju hao mdu chong yun, hao nang ma du mo, ye ba ao xiu. 就真係自殺跳樓，或者係因為借讀書就唔顧自己身體受削，就冇健康，跟住又有問題。Or then they would read in the old times in China, you know, they would try to go for the big examination and they would spend their whole life just study for the examination. And if they miss the examination, then everything's finished. Maybe they go and commit suicide, or maybe because they studied so hard, they didn't exercise, they didn't eat properly, and they got sick, you know, so...读圣经是不是这样？ Is that the way we study the Bible? 这个是不是死书？我们是不是死读书？读死书？读书死？ Are we studying a dead book? Are we studying and then we die because we study it so much? Are we studying a book of garbage, of nonsense? 我告诉你，不是，圣经是活书的，是生命之道。The Bible is a living book. It's the word of life. 圣经是对你生命有用的，有价值。The Bible has meaning and purpose for you. 我们不是死读书，读圣经，读圣经是有用。We're not just studying a worthless book. The Bible is meaningful and powerful in our life. 所以感谢主，我们可以是有生命之道的，是看到神的话语是给我们的鼓励。And so praise God that He's given us the word of life, that His word can encourage us and lead us in our life. 那另外一些的说话就可以有杀伤力。But you know, some words can have kill. 有些，譬如有些很灰心的说话，可以杀害盼望。You know, and if you're talking and just being depressed and just sharing your depressed thoughts all the time, it can kill hope. 如果你讲负面嘅，有个负面嘅态度，你可以窒息生命。And if you're always being negative and just talking negative thoughts, you can actually be killing life. 有成班人喺度讨论一啲好兴奋嘅事，讨论紧计划紧一啲嘅事情，跟住有个人系好现实、好负面，系咁样讲一到一二三四五六七八，点解唔得？唔通嘅，冇可能，即刻系窒息，大家会觉得吓。You know, if you're all discussing and talking about, you know, a plan, you're all excited about it and you really want to do it and you're saying, yeah, let's get for it. And then somebody comes in very practically and talking on the negative and all the reasons why you can't do this. And they just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And all of a sudden it's like they just take the life out of it. And you're, huh? Am I? 说话有杀伤力，泼冷水，窒息思想，杀害希望。So words can destroy. Words can just dampen your spirit. Words can destroy your thoughts or crunch out your thoughts, and they can hurt your hope. 但是圣经是生命之道，不是这样。But the word of life is not like that. This is God's word. It gives us hope. 另外有些人呢，就如果你一路由细至大在恐吓里边听到恐吓的说话。你就会一路是有恐惧。Now, if you've been growing up with threats and threats all your life, then you grow up in a life of fear. 如果你是一路有人虐待，用虐待的言语跟你讲话呢，你会令到你很灰心。Now, if people are always abusing you with words as you're growing up, then you grow up to be somebody who's very discouraged and in despair. 或者你一路被人闹，一路被人闹。话你冇用，你会失去信心。And if you've been growing up and everyone's always yelling at you and saying you're no good and beating you down, then you grow up without confidence. 呢啲系冇生命嘅道 ，and that is words without life. 系窒息生命，甚至叫人死亡嘅道。And those are words that will cramp out your life, and words that will even kill. 保罗好明白呢啲嘅道理。Paul understood this in this truth. 佢喺罗马书第七章第十节讲嘅 ，and he talked about it in Romans chapter 7 verse 10. 佢系那本来叫人活的诫命，反倒叫我死。And the commandment which was to bring life, I found it to bring death.
點解係會令到佢死？因為係太難嘅，冇辦法做得到。Why would it bring death? Because it's too hard. I can't obtain to it. 我冇辦法做得到，所以我喪氣嘅，我係灰心嘅，放棄。It's because it's too hard. I can't do it. I can't obtain, and so I give up. I lose hope.
好似父母俾一啲好難做嘅要求俾我哋兒女。
It's like as parents, and we give some our children a really hard thing to do.
令到兒女覺得灰心冇辦法，我係放棄。
And then we cause our children to become depressed and they give up.
嗱，例如咧，一個五歲嘅小朋友叫佢去自己買餸，翻嚟屋企煮飯俾三十人食，得唔得？
You know, like you give your five-year-old daughter the job, go to the market and buy the food and come home and cook it all for 30 people tonight.
是不可能，是不是？
我说我不行的，窒死我的，是太高的要求。
你给一个十岁的小朋友叫他做未积分的数的功课，得不得？
You tell your 10-year-old son to do a calculus homework. Can you do it?
我哋以前有个家长咧，即系会时接触，佢话我哋听，佢两个仔女，小学生系一定要次次考试测验，一定要100分，冇100分点可以见得人啊
？We used to have a mother that we knew that would always tell her two children that primary school students.No matter what quiz or test you take, you should always get 100% on it because it's so easy. Primary school is easy, 100%.
你話得唔得？99分、95分係鬧到出彩，點解冇100分啊？
And if the students got 95 or 99, the mother would yell at them, "Why didn't you get 100?"
係咪窒息生命啊？
Isn't that taking away the life of the child?
保羅知道。本来叫我活的诫命，反倒叫我死。
So Paul knew that the commandment which was to bring life, I found to bring death.
但系跟住喺哥林多后书第三章第六节，保罗又讲。
But then in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, Paul also said,
他叫我能承当这新约的执事。不是凭着字句，乃是凭着真意，因为那字句是叫人死，真意是叫人活。
He also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life.
呢本圣经唔系叫我哋死固固跟从，因为你死固固跟从咧，就可能系真系杀死。但是叫我们有这个真意的这个的意思是活生生的是给我们有生命力
So the Bible is not to give us as a regimented a law to follow with you know, it's rigid and strict and it's a living spirit the essence of the word brings life and gives us truth
所以我们看圣经感谢主神的话语呢就是有弹性可以变应变適應過你嘅生活嘅需要。
So praise God, the Word of God is flexible. The Word of God can adjust to your need.
喺你無論咩環境、咩處境，神嘅話語係適合，因為神嘅話語可以符合到你嘅需要。
No matter what your situation is, no matter what you're going through, the Word of God can apply to your need because it is flexible and adaptable.
那耶稣的说话是神的道耶稣的道不是死书是活书
So the word of Christ is God's word and the word of Christ is not a dead word it's a living word
是满有生命力 it's a word full of life 神的道是有力量
and God's word has power
那犹太人相信神的道是有力量
the Jews believed that the word of God was power
你可以睇詩篇三十三篇第六節。
You can look at Psalms 33 verse 6.
諸天藉耶和華的名而造，萬象藉他口中的氣而成。
And the word of the Lord, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and the host of them by the breath of his mouth.
神係
讲出来就创造，他的说话就是能力。And God spoke and it became. His word is power. 你看创世纪第一章第一至三节， Look at Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. 起初神创造天地， In the beginning God created the heavens and earth.地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。The earth was without form and void, the darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. 第三节，神说，要有光就有光。Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. 你得不得？你的说话可不可以？有啲年轻嘅男仔即想要个女朋友，女朋友靓女出嚟，嘣，几好系咪？因为 some young people, you know, they want a girlfriend, and the guy say, I want a wife, and she come up here, and you know, wouldn't it be awesome if we could speak it into existence? 如果我哋可以一讲就发生，系几好啊！而家有啲屋企可以，即系一入到屋企里边，电视化你话开灯，嘣就开嘅。Now there's some electronic homes, you know, that have sensors and everything. You walk into the room and you say, turn on lights, and the lights turn on.
但神不是用现代科技，神就是一说就变，无变有。
But God didn't use our modern technology. He spoke. He created from nothing. He created.
这个就是力量哦。
That is power. 神的说话是有力量的。God's word has power.
你看以赛亚书五十五章第一十一节。以赛亚书五十五章十一节。
Look at Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11. Isaiah 55:11.
我口所出的话也必如此，绝不徒然返回，却要成就我所喜悦的。在我发他去成就的事上必然亨通。
So my word be that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it.
神讲出来一定会做得到。
If God said it, he will do it.
这个是力量。
That is power.
那你手揸住这个圣经，神讲过咩说话？
As we hold the Bible in our hand, what has God spoken?
好多应许哦。
Lot of promises.
好多预言。Lots of prophecies.
当我们看这本圣经的时候，神讲出来那个力量影响我们生命。 And as we read the Bible, as we read the word, it's the word of life, it changes, it has effect in your life.
神的话语是你生命有用的，有价值。
And the word of God has power, it's usable and valuable in your life.
神的道理是真理。
The word of God is truth.
神的道就是有力量。
The word of God is power.
神的道是有生命。
And the word of God has life.
生命之道。那我想讲一个例子是神的话语有力量。
I want to share with you an example of how God's word has power.
你去看以西结书三十七章。
You can turn to the book of Ezekiel chapter 37.
以西结书三十七章，我只会睇第四第五节。
I'm just going to look at verses 4 and 5.
在以西结书，神底以西结去一个平原，有好多骷髅骨头喺度嘅。
In this chapter, God took the prophet Ezekiel to a valley, and there are a lot of bones, dead bones in the valley.
跟住第四节，神同佢讲 ，and then this is what God said to him in verse 4. 他又对我说：你向这些骸骨发预言说，枯干的骸骨啊，要听耶和华的话。
Again he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
主耶和华对这些骸骨如此说。我必使起色 进入你们里面，你们就要活了。 Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live.
跟住你睇到嗰啲骸骨真系起嚟，成为一个大军队。And then if you continue reading, you see these bones, they did rise up, they lived, they became a big army.
咁呢个经文系讲到以色列要复国，已经系发生咗。
Now this passage is talking about the restoration of Israel, which has already happened.
但你谂下，一堆骸骨死嘅，唔知死咗几耐，冇晒生命嘅。But just think about it. Pile of dry bones, they've been dead for how long? 神的说话来到讲，起来有生命，
他就起来有生命。
And then the word of God says to them, rise up, be alive, and they rise up and get alive.
这个是不是很劲的力量呢？
Isn't that a powerful power, awesome power?
神的说话可以做得到这么劲的？
God's word can be so awesome and mighty?
是你生命今天你是不是好像骷髅骨，是不是好像很枯干在生命里面？
How about in your life today? Do you feel like you're dried up? That you're really barren today in your heart?
神的说话要在你心里面叫你起来复兴的有翻生命。
God's word wants to say to you this morning, rise up, be revived.
我们的枯干的生命耶稣要复苏的。
God wants to revive our barren, dry life.
因为神的道是永久不变的。
Because the word of God is eternal and never changes.
神曾经讲要有光有光，祂可以叫枯骨头起来。
You know, if God can say light and then there is light, He can say to dry bones, you know, live again.
祂可以对我们生命讲有新的生命，新的希望。
And you can say to your life, you can have a new life, you can have a new beginning.
因为神能够改变我们生命。
Because God can transform our life.
约翰在约翰一书一章一节论到这原有的生命之道。
John said in 1 John chapter 1 verse 1,That which was from the beginning concerning the word of life.
这个是他亲手摸过，亲眼听过。
He held it with his hands. He saw it with his eyes.
约翰看到什么？摸到什么？
What did John hold? What did John see?
他和耶稣一起生活三年多。
He lived with Jesus for 3.5 years.
他是亲眼见到耶稣行神迹，亲耳听到耶稣的道。
He heard Jesus speak. He saw Jesus work miracles.
他亲手摸到耶稣的钉痕，看到他钉十字架，看到他复活。
And he held the nail scar in his hand. He saw Jesus crucified. He knew Jesus resurrected. He saw him resurrect.
生命之道是可以知道的，是恒久不变。
The word of life is a knowable word and it never changes.
老子说这个道呢就不可以用言语表达，他太不认识，因为这个道约翰就可以摸到，可以亲眼看到，甚至可以经历。
But John saw the word of life. John felt the word of life. He experienced it. Lao Tzu said that you cannot express it with words, but John experienced it. Lao Tzu didn't understand the truth about the word, the Tao.
耶稣就是神的道。
Jesus is the word.
耶稣讲过在约翰福音六章三五节。
Jesus said in the Gospel of John chapter 6 verse 35,
耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
耶稣是神的道，他说我就是生命的粮，我给你生命的。
Jesus is the word, and he's saying, I will give you life. Just come to me, and you will never hunger or thirst.
耶稣叫我们经历祂，与祂同有关系，要同祂有关系。
Jesus wants us to experience Him. He wants us to have a relationship with Him.
真理是可以明白，可以知道，可以表达。
You know, the truth can, we can understand the truth, we can express the truth, we can know the truth.
耶稣在马太福音4章4节都讲过，
Jesus said in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4,
耶稣却回答说，经常记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But he answered to them and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
那个生命之道就是我们活着的食物。
And so the word of life is, should be the bread of life for us, that we live, we thrive off of eating the word of life.
我们应该靠着这个食物，那个生命之道来生活的。
And so we should live by the word of life because it's our nourishment, it's our food.
神的口里边讲的说话就是我们的食物。
And what God speaks out of His mouth should be your food.
属灵的生命食物。
Your spiritual food for your spiritual life.
太初有道，道与神同在。约翰福音讲，这道太初与神同在。
What did John say in the Gospel of John chapter 1? He said, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God.
太初有道，道与神同在。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
太初有Logos.
In the beginning was Logos.
这个就是约翰所认识生命之道的意思。
John knows what the word of life is. It's the Logos, it's the word of God.
太初与神同在,
and it was with God.
那神的说话代表神。
God's word represents God.
你的说话有没有代表你?
Does your word represent you?
但神的说话不单只代表神，神的说话就是神。
But God's word not only represents God, God's word is God.
祂与祂的说话没办法分开。
He cannot be separated from His word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God.
是不是很难明啊?
That's kind of hard to comprehend, right? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。 但在14节，约翰福音1章14节说，道圣了赎身，住在我们中间，充满有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
But in the Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 14 it says, And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, and the glory was as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
所以如果我们说太初有耶稣，
So we could say in the beginning was Jesus.
耶稣与神同在，
Jesus was with God.
耶稣就是神，
Jesus is God.
这耶稣太初与神同在，
And this, Jesus was in the beginning with God.
这样就通一点，是不是？
耶稣就是神的道。 Jesus is the Word of God.
耶稣是道成肉身。
Jesus is the Word made flesh.
所以那个生命之道就是耶稣。
And so the word of life is Jesus. 约翰 먹고 예수, 约翰 타이고 예수, 约翰 탱고 예수, 约翰 经历 예수. And so John, he saw Jesus, he touched Jesus, he heard Jesus, he experienced Jesus. Jesus is the word of life.
你今天有没有经历耶稣？你有没有感受耶稣？你有没有相信耶稣？
Have you experienced Jesus today? Have you felt His touch today? Have you accepted Him? Do you believe in Him today?
祂不是超像，祂不是离开我们很远。
He's not abstract, He's not so distant and far.
祂不是没办法用言语文字表达，祂可以表达，可以理解。
He's not something that you cannot use words to describe. He can be described. He can be experienced.
感谢主，我们可以认识耶稣，可以经历耶稣。
Praise God that we can experience Jesus. We can know Him.
耶稣自己怎样讲？
What did Jesus say Himself?
祂说，我是道路真理生命。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣讲明祂是道路、真理、生命。
He's saying that He is the way, the truth, and the life.
祂不是一个桥梁，给人认识上道。
He's not just a bridge to lead you to know the truth.
祂就是道路。 祂就是真理。
He is the way. He is the truth.
祂就是生命。
He is life.
即使说没有耶稣就没有道路，没有耶稣没有真理，没有耶稣没有生命。
That means that without Jesus, there is no way. Without Jesus, there is no truth. And without Jesus, there is no life.
生命之道就是耶稣本身。
So the word of life is Jesus. John knew Jesus, he heard Jesus, he lived with Jesus, he knew he was real, and he had fellowship with Jesus.
约翰在第二、三节叫我们同，即系写呢啲话，我哋听要同耶稣基督有相交。
And so here in verse 2 and 3, John is telling us that he's writing this so that we can have fellowship with Jesus.
我哋耶稣想同你有个亲密嘅关系。
Jesus wants to have an intimate relationship with you.
佢想同你沟通，
he wants to communicate with you.
佢想同你有友谊，
he wants to have friendship with you.
你想不想跟耶稣生命之道有这个关系?
Do you want to have that friendship with the Word of Life, Jesus Christ?
弟兄姊妹，我们看到在这本书里面，生命之道第四节讲明，我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
You know, and he says in verse 4, he says, and these things we write to you that your joy may be full.
你认识耶稣，同耶稣有相交，又同耶稣有这个关系，你就有充足的喜乐。
If you know Jesus, if you have this relationship with the Word of Life, your joy will be full.
今天你有没有这个喜乐?
Do you have that joy today?
那耶稣都讲过呢，就喺约翰福音第六章六十三节，佢话叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。Jesus
said in John chapter 6 verse 63, it is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing, but the words that I speak are spirit and they are life.
所以耶稣讲明他给我们的道是有生命，耶稣给我们的道是满有力量。
So Jesus is telling us that the word that he gives us is life and that it's full of power in life.
你有耶稣的生命，你有喜乐。
And if you have the life of Jesus, you will have joy.
我想很快讲几个例子，耶稣的说话，刚才我们看过神的说话可以给生命，我想你看耶稣的说话怎样给生命。
I want to look at a few examples very quickly on how Jesus' word gives life. We saw how the word of God gives life. Look at how Jesus' word gives life.
你记唔记得耶稣同门徒出海嘅时候要过海系一只船？
You remember when Jesus was in a boat with his disciples wanting to cross the river, the lake?
跟住耶稣喺咗船尾瞓觉，跟住忽然间有个暴风嚟，就即系大浪有雨落嚟。
And then Jesus fell asleep in the bottom, in the back of the boat. And then the wind came, and the storm came, and the waves came.
跟住佢拍水嘅船就嚟沉。And then they started bailing out water, and the boat was going to sink. 跟住佢揾耶稣话：耶稣起身，你唔关心我哋咩？我哋就嚟死。
And then they woke Jesus up and said, "Jesus, get up. We're going to die. Don't you care about us?"
耶稣在马可福音第四章三十九节。
Jesus in Matthew and Mark chapter 4 verse 39 said,
耶稣醒了，叱咤风向海说，住了吧，静了吧。风就止住，大大的平静了。
Then he arose and rebuked the wind, and he said, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was calm.
耶稣说，停止。
他就停止。 Jesus spoke, "Stop!" And it stopped.
好有力量啊！下次十号风球你站在山顶，停止！
Next time there's a number 10 typhoon, stand on the mountain and scream, "Stop!" See if anything happens.
耶稣有力量啊！耶稣的道有力量啊！
Jesus has power, his words have power.
耶稣可以向你心里边讲，你心里边的风暴停止。
Jesus can speak to the storms of your life today in your heart, and you can say, "Stop, be still."
好快讲第二个例子，可能你有认识嘅。耶稣喺一个地方叫加百农。
Jesus was in Capernaum.
跟住有个白夫长嚟到揾耶稣。
And then a centurion came to find Jesus.
白夫长系罗马嘅士兵嚟嘅，管一百个士兵。
And a centurion was a Roman soldier. He was in charge of 100 soldiers under him.
佢嚟揾耶稣就话佢嘅仆人病到好犀利，就嚟死。
And he said to Jesus, "Said my servant's dying. He's very sick."
跟住佢想耶稣医治佢， and he wanted Jesus to heal him. 耶稣话好，我去你屋企医治佢。And Jesus said, "Yes, I'll go to your home. I'll heal him." 但系马太福音第八章第八节，你去记得双八八章八节。
But in Matthew chapter 8 verse 8, this is what the centurion said.
白夫长同耶稣讲：你到我舍下，我不敢当。只要你说一句话，我的仆人就必好了。
The centurion answered and said, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed."
因为我在人的权下，也有兵在我以下，这对这个说去，他就去；对那个说来，他就来；对我的仆人说，你作这事，他就去作。
For I am also a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this one, "Go," and he goes, and to another, "Come," and he comes, and to my servant, "Do this," and he does it.
耶稣在十三节说，对白夫长说，你回去吧，照你的信心，给你成全了，那时他的仆人就好了。
Then Jesus said in verse 13 to the centurion, "Go your way, and as you have believed, so it will be done for you." And his servant was healed that same hour.
那个白夫长好有信心。 The centurion had faith. 他说你只要讲一句，你讲就得了。
He said, "Lord, all you have to do is speak the word and it will be done."
哇，那个真正的信心，他相信生命的道，耶稣的道是有力量。
He believed the word of life, that Jesus had the power. 好多人打俾我，牧师你为我祈祷啊，我需要你为我祈祷。A lot of people call me up and say, Pastor, come over to my house and pray for me. 咁呢个系好事啊，应该系叫我哋嚟为你祈祷。That's good. We should come to pray for you. 但系你信唔信咧？就算我哋冇嚟，我哋电话祈祷，神都会听祷告。But do you believe that even if I don't come, if I pray on the phone, that Jesus is going to hear the prayer?
你信唔信呢？无论世界边度呢，我哋祈祷，神系听到嘅，神系做工嘅。
And do you believe that no matter where you are in the world, that we pray that God hears and God does it?
呢个系神嘅力量。我想讲耶稣嘅力量多一个例子。
I want to very quickly give you one more example of when Jesus spoke.
他的好朋友拉撒路死了。
His good friend Lazarus died.
他在坟墓四日。He was in the grave for 4 days. 耶稣去到坟墓叫他打开个坟墓。Jesus went up to the grave and said, move the stone.
跟着在约翰福音十一章四十三节。And then in...The Gospel of John, chapter 11, verse 43.
耶稣大声说，呼叫说，拉撒路出来。
And then he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth!
拉撒路就走出来，复活了，在坟墓四日。耶稣只是说，拉撒路出来，他就出来。
Jesus just called him. He was dead for 4 days in the grave. And Jesus said, Lazarus, come out!
And he came back to life and he came out.
这个就是力量。
That is power.
生命之道。That is the word of life.
耶稣就是满有力量的。他可以做神迹，可以做奇妙的事。
Jesus has the power that he can do miracles. He can do amazing things.
你说但这个耶稣呢我们现在不行的
But you say but that was Jesus and we can't do it
最后一个例子
The last example I want to share with you
使徒行传耶稣死在十字架复活之后叫门徒等候
Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead and told the disciples to wait
他在耶路撒冷得到圣灵的充满之后隔几日后，彼得、约翰去到圣殿。
And after they received the Holy Spirit, a couple days later, Peter and John were walking to the temple.
他经过一个门叫美门
，and they went through the beautiful gate.
喺个美门嗰度有个黑衣坐
，and there's a beggar sitting at the beautiful gate.
呢个黑衣呢，好长时间呢，系唔行得嘅，瘸腿嘅，跛嘅。
And this beggar, for a long time, he couldn't walk. He was crippled.
他望着彼得、约翰，好有盼望的眼睛。
And he was looking at Peter and John, and he was very hopeful that they give him an offering.
彼得跟他说在使徒行传第三章。
And Peter said to him in Acts chapter 3,
我金银都没有，只把我所有的给你。我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
Peter said to him, Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk.
跟着用他的手拉住他起身，他就起身，他行走，赞美跳着赞美神。
And then he rose up and he was walking and leaping and praising God.
耶稣的能力，他说奉耶稣拉撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来行走。
He said, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I
stand up and walk. 耶稣的道有力量，就算不是耶稣讲，你讲都有力量。
Jesus' word has power, even if it's not Jesus speaking it, if you speak it, it has power.
神将这个生命之道给我们的
God has given us the word of life
你可以经历神的生命之道
You can experience the word of life
那昨晚我们几个 Team 叔都在这里昨天我们在青年挑战的25周年的纪念
Yesterday I went to Teen Challenge's 25th anniversary and Tim and Linda were there too. Some others were probably there.
那个好感恩睇到是
20年, 神在澳門做這個福音戒毒的工作。 Praise God, over the last 25 years, we see that God has done amazing work with drug addicts in Macau. 我記得我初初來澳門80年來澳門的原因是要開放福音戒毒工作。 When I first came to Macau in 1980, was to come to start a Christian drug rehab center.
但是一直等到86年, 才可以真的開始在87年就開第一間。
But then it was not until 1986 that we were able to start really planning to start the first center that opened in 87.
應該說第一間應該是光外中心在廢自己這裡開的，不知道1812年。 在光外做了一些福音戒毒工作，先鋒。
I should say we were not the first. The first was the how do you say Guangwai in English? Light Love Church here in Faizige. They started in 81 or 82 and did some drug rehab ministry. But we were the first that the Christian community recognized.
跟住由青年挑戰開始，耶穌家庭開始，新生命團契開始。
But from the first, after we started House of Promise, then Teen Challenge started. Then Jesus Family started. Then New Life Christian Fellowship started.
睇到係過去20幾年，神係興起好多可以信耶穌改變嘅人。
And see that there's so many people that have been transformed over the last 20, almost 30 years that God has done amazing work.
Tim Suk is
one, Tim is one, and Kao is another. There are others among us today that used to be heroin addicts and God has transformed. Maybe you don't know that.
神是做奇妙的工作，神是改变生命。
And God is amazing God, He changes life. 我们看到神这个生命之道满有力量。 And we see that the word of God, the word of life is powerful and has strength.
神要继续在澳门做奇妙工作。
God wants to continue into Macau to do His amazing work.
祂想在你生命做祂的工作。
He wants to do His work in your life.
你愿不愿意?
Are you willing to let Him do that work?
社工的工作永遠有個問題。
The problem with social work is always the same.
有很多很好的道理，有很多很好的理論，有很多很好的方法。
There are many good philosophies, many good methods, many good ideas.
但是無力實踐，無力做到出來。
But it lacks power to do it.
生命之道是神的能力，是做得到。
But the word of life is God's power to implement His plan to do it.
在有耶稣的生命一段时间，耶稣讲过的道理，所有人离开耶稣。
In the life of Jesus, there is a time everybody turned away from Jesus because they didn't like His teaching.
剩下12个门徒。
And the only that were left were the 12 disciples.
耶稣向住十二个门徒话：你哋仲走唔走？其他人走晒，你哋走唔走？
And Jesus turned to the disciples and said, "Everybody else is gone. Are you going to leave too?"
彼得同耶稣讲：主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
But Peter answered him and said, "Lord, to whom should we go? You have the words of eternal life."
耶稣有永生之道，是生命之道。
Jesus has the words of eternal life. He has the word of life.
耶稣就是神的道。
Jesus is the word of life.
你会怎样? 你会接受的，你会离开他。
And what about you? Will you accept Him or you, will you turn from Him?
是很清楚，神可以在你生命做神迹，但你要接受。
God can do miracles in your life, but you have to accept it. You have to receive Him.
约翰摸到，亲耳听到，感受经历到。
John touched Him, felt Him, heard Him. experienced him. 你都可以的。生命之道，生命的道理是可以知道的。You can know the word of life. 你可以经历，不是抽象，不是难明。It's not abstract. It's not difficult. 不是复杂，是生活。It's not hard. It is life. 耶稣的道路，真理，生命，愿意我们一起行神的道路，经历祂的真理，经历祂的生命。May we all walk on His word, on His path, and follow His truth, and know His life, experience His life. Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你，你是生命之道，你是我们生命所需要的道理。但这个道理不是抽象，是活生生。你给我们经历，你可以改变我们生命，你让我们生命改变。我们不是学一个学术，我们不是跟从一个哲学的，我们不是认识一些的理论的。主要我们是所学的经历是生命，是你所赐这个免费生命。我愿意耶稣你的生命留在我们每一位的心里面，让我们可以真的经历到跟你相交的，经历到跟你有关系，经历到你的神迹在我们生命里面，给我们信心仰望主，给我们信心得到你的帮助。我们多谢主，多谢你听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求。